This is IPR News Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Today was opening day for the private prison in Baldwin that will be holding immigrants convicted of federal crimes. And it started with a standoff. Protesters stood in the way of cars driven by the prison's employees who were trying to get past the gate and into the facility's parking lot. And then the Lake County Sheriff's deputies arrested those three people. IPR's Taylor Wisner joins me in studio. She was at the protest this morning, which I hear was an early one.
It was. It started just after about 6 a.m, and the protesters were hoping to catch the prison off guard because there's supposed to be a shipment of the inmates coming within the next few days. And they wanted to be there to support them when they arrived, to feel like there was someone there on their side. But the inmates didn't arrive, and so they just kind of started reaching out to the employees who were driving into the prison to start their day at work.
So tell me, who was at the prison and what were they protesting?
Well, there were actually two protests. The first one, really early in the morning, was run by this group, Occupy ICE Detroit. And they've been protesting at detention facilities in the Metro Detroit area. They were a group of about 15 people. They had some handmade signs with slogans that were anti-ICE and anti-private prisons. And they were the people who tried to block those cars from entering the facility. Then in the afternoon, there was another protest. This one was made up of mostly locals, where immigration advocates and community members gave speeches about the problems of these types of prisons. And that was at a property just down the road from the facility.
So I hear there's a lot of confusion about this prison because immigrants are going to be held there. Some people are assuming that it's a detention center, but you're saying it's not.
From what I found out, these are not people who are going through the legal process of seeking asylum or were picked up at random by ICE. These are prisoners who are serving sentences for crimes. They have been charged in federal courts and found guilty. And the Bureau of Prisons only releases some information, but the crimes that they're being convicted of look like they're petty drug crimes and a small amount of violent crime, and also immigration offenses, which can include crossing the border illegally more than once.
So what's next for the prison and its operator, GEO Group?
Well, like I said, the inmates are arriving soon, probably within the next couple of days. But we're also seeing some of the effects of the protests around the country against the detention centers and also this private prison operator GEO Group. And just as of yesterday, Forbes is reporting that all of the banks that have been supporting GEO Group have decided to pull their investments and have started the process of doing that. So we're not sure what the impact of that is going to be yet, but things are starting to happen.
Thanks, Taylor, for being there.
It's my pleasure, Kendra.